This week on Dueling Review, we take a look at Thor number 1 from Marvel Comics. The prince is now a king. All Asgard lies before Thor, the god of thunder. And after many months of war, the Ten Realms are finally at peace. But the skies above the realm Eternal are never clear for long. The Black Winter is coming, and the god of the storm will be powerless before it. Let us talk about Thor number 1.
My knee is really Thor right now.
Is it? Is it really the god of thunder, the new ruler of the Asgard?
The king of Asgard.
I really like this issue. I don't know what it is. I don't know if... I'm pretty sure I've read Donnie Cates before. But this whole... the narrator talking about how the hammer is flying through the ten realms and is decreeing that... war is over. Don't tempt me or I will come and smite thee. As really good. And then how it ends up on Earth, smashing a monster and, Sharpie marker message back and everything. It's really good. And then even to the part where, and I don't know if the message that Loki or that Cates is talking about in this book about how the hammer is getting heavy, if that is a commentary on absolute power corrupts, meaning that Thor is not worthy because the power of being the king of Asgard has gone to his head, and so now the weight of the hammer is heavy, or if it's one of those, the weight of the crown is heavy, or whatever that phrase is.
Heavy hangs the head that wears the crown.
Yeah. So I don't know, but I really enjoyed the writing in this issue. And I don't know if you liked it or not.
It has its moments. I like bits of it. I have a particular issue with the way Donny Cates handles Galactus and Galactus's herald specifically. That comes up
in which way?
This issue. Well, this is the thing. Donny Cates is the creator of Cosmic Ghost Rider. I don't know if you've seen Cosmic
Ghost Rider. No, I haven't, because I'm not a Ghost Rider fan.
Cosmic Ghost Rider is an alternate universe Frank Castle with a Venom symbiote who was possessed by a spirit of vengeance and was then made a Herald of Galactus.
No, I think everybody has been made a Herald of Galactus.
Not everybody. There's like 12 of them. There was the Silver Surfer and Fire Lord and the Airwalker, who I'm pretty sure is dead.
And now Thor. Thor is now a Herald of Galactus.
Sort of, yeah.
He's more like a Thor of Galactus, not a Herald, because his name is Thor. Thor Odinson.
A Torvald of Galactus, if you will. But, and of course, his take on Silver Surfer is not my favorite.
And so you had that problem with it? What was
that is my main
specifically
problem
with the Heralds of Galactus, or did you have a problem with Galactus crashing onto Asgard?
The Galactus as the beginning of this story. This is my thing. There are certain takes on characters that you get used to and you like them and you're like, oh yeah, this is great. And then something goes completely different. And you're like, oh, well, I don't like this as much. For me, Galactus is always best when he's this weird arbiter from another planet that is just really weird and,
above it
all and has a strange view of morality and stuff. And sometimes he's evil and sometimes he's good. And here he just seems very conniving.
Now, do
he
we
seems
know
very
that,
manipulative.
Do we know that Galactus is from a previous iteration of the universe? Is that something that's been around, or is this new canon?
That was established in Galactus's origin in Supervillain Classics number 1, circa 1982.
Okay.
So, yes, that is an established part. His name was Galen, and Galen was the last survivor of the previous universe. He came from a planet called Ta, which is why Galactus's worldship is called Ta 2.
I see.
And then he is the only thing that survived that last universe, which is why he is basically this cosmic force in the new universe. And theoretically, the way he explains it, in the next universe, something will survive and become a new Galactus-like creature when the universe is destroyed and rebuilt.
Okay. So I don't know. I don't mind that the Heralds are kind of getting together and saying, we've been keeping this stuff away from Galactus because we don't want him to be all powerful, except now that this Black Winter, which apparently is the thing that's going to be end everything. I kind of dug this whole big thing. The only thing that I had the biggest problem with was Thor becoming a Herald of Galactus. And this feels like this is going to spin off into a big event as opposed to just staying inside the Thor book.
I don't think it's going to be a big event, but I do agree with you that that is a, it's one of those moments that could go one way or another. It's what I like to call the, it's never been done before idea. And that's the only reason they're doing it. It's like when Spider-Man unmasked in 2006, really the only reason to do it was because it's never been done before. And it was quickly undone. But yeah, this issue has a couple of things in it like that, that I'm like, ooh, this could be something really amazing, or it could be, you know, ridiculous.
Well, and I think that, I think it's understood that the power that Galactus bestows on Thor is only temporary.
Well, right? The power of any herald is theoretically temporary.
Except there's 12 of them. I always thought that there was only one herald of Galactus.
No, Silver Surfer was the first, and then there was the Airwalker, who was around for a while. Then there was Fire Lord.
And why did these, I mean, we know why the second one came in, is because, you know, Silver Surfer was like, I shall not be your whipping boy anymore. And Galactus is like, fine, I'll just go get somebody else. So it ends up everybody rises up against Galactus, and he's just like, yeah, whatever.
Killed.
Okay.
Fire Lord turned against Galactus. Terax was so evil that Galactus actually depowered him.
Mm.
Nova has been back and forth. Nova's in this issue. She was a woman named Frankie who was the Human Torch's girlfriend.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, and then she has had power cosmic and then lost it for a while. Morg was another super evil one who was bad and evil. And I think Morg is dead as well.
So what you're saying is Galactus, it makes poor choices.
He does, because after Morg, there was Redshift, and Redshift is a jerk. And then Stardust is in this issue. Stardust is the blue fishy creature.
Mm-hmm.
And in no way a super wizard, which is very disappointing. And then, of course, Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
Was never actually one of the Heralds of Galactus. I don't know who the guy is in this issue who looks like Beta Ray Bill.
It's Beta Ray Ted.
Beta Ray Ted.
Yeah.
Beta Ray Ted. Yeah. Excellent! Because
so I don't know. I enjoy the, I really enjoyed the story building in this. I would say I enjoyed about the first half of it. Even I enjoyed the part where Galactus crashes into Asgard. I really enjoyed...
The Galactus crashing was a very strong, unexpected, holy crap moment.
Yeah. Especially right after, what's the big guy's name? Thor, how many casks of ale should we have? Oh, you
Volstagg.
Know. Volstagg. Err on the side of too much. And you know, all that buildup, and then you expect this big speech, this big presentation, this big, we are united, da-da-da, and then... You know, Galactus comes crashing in, and I thought he was dead. And then everybody, it's like weeks later, and then suddenly Galactus is getting up going, the Black Winter's coming, and I came here for a reason, Thor, Odin's son. You are now my new herald. And the thing that I hated most about this issue was the, number one, the cover, and number two, the new look of Thor. And I don't know if it is a different artist that did that final page or not, if it is Nick Klein that did that final page. Yeah. Ugh, I just hate that look of Thor. I don't know why. It just looks ugly.
The cover is actually pretty awesome. That's Olivier Coipel. But yeah, I do not like that final page reveal, even with the cool, you know, foreshadowing of the Thorn rune and all like that.
Just
I'm not a fan of that look. I'm hoping that when we see him moving, he doesn't always have hair like a Steven Universe character.
I think it's that weird crown thing that he's wearing that gives him freaky eyebrows, that makes him look like he has freaky eyebrows.
The
and then
Luke
his eyes,
Cage headband.
And then his eyes are really teeny tiny, it just looks weird and disturbing and not right.
The Luke Cage headband works. The nose plays in this case. And I think that is the least of their concerns. I think the most of their concerns is, in fact, what I mentioned before. Donny Cates occasionally has a tendency to lean into the overkill, where the Punisher is also a Venom, is also a Ghost Rider, is also the Silver Surfer. And so I'm hoping that this book can balance that, can calibrate itself. I mean, we've already got Thor wearing the disembodied arm of the Destroyer, which is kind of freaky, and Thor and Loki both as kings of various realms, and we have a moment where it becomes clear that Thor has not just his own power, but all of the power of the Allfather. Then we add in the power of Galacticus. And I'm thinking, this is going to be a whole new Thor power level. These are going to be pretty, you know, these are going to be high level arguments and things are going to go, oh. But there's also the question of, is it going to be too much? Is it all going to be, you know, shouting at the top of your lungs? And I will give them that this issue worked for me more than it didn't. But the balance is not quite right, especially as we get to the end of the issue. So,
yeah, I mean, I will agree with you. I enjoyed much more of this issue than I didn't like this issue. And like I said, the two things that I really hated, the cover and the last page, just didn't do it for me. And, but you know, some of the setup, some of the premise, some of the ideas are there, but then when you are putting a universe ending event in a single book, it has me a little nervous because then it feels like, oh, this feels like the Avengers are probably going to get involved. And, oh, this feels like the Kree and the Skrull will probably get involved. And if that's the case, we might as well make this a big event comic. And then it's just like, I'm checked out at that point.
I don't think they'll do that simply because of the fact that this is a book filled with Galactus's heralds. Now, I think we might get some of the giant cosmic guys. We might get a Quasar or a Beta Ray Bill, but I think what it's going to come down to is one of those, oh my God, this is so powerful that even the heroes aren't powerful enough to be powerful. Everybody has to be a cosmic ghostwriter or a Galactithor. Or the Hulk possessed by Batman. But yeah, I'm hoping that this doesn't turn into a big crossover. But then again, I think Donnie is one of the architects behind the big new crossover of Incoming, isn't he?
I have no idea.
I think it's him and Ewing and Zdarsky and Jason Aaron who are all putting that thing together. So I don't know.
Well, I enjoyed it, especially the first half. I just thought was brilliantly done. I really enjoyed the writing, and I was like, oh, I want to see, you know, power corrupt Thor, and he's not worthy to wield the hammer and all that stuff. I was really very interested to see, oh, if that's the story we're telling, let's play it out. And then everything that followed after that, not so great. And then by the end, I was just like, oh, this feels like not a self-contained book. So that's my thought on the book. I still would give it a go check it out. I still think that it's, you know, in a week where there are very few comics being released, certainly more this week than last week, this is definitely one of those that shines for the comics that are being released this week. So I say go check it out. What say you, Matthew?
I think I would agree up to a point. And that point for me is going to be, I liked a lot of this. I did not like the Galactus, and I wasn't really sold on the Heralds, which means that I am worried about where it's going to go. But that's not necessarily anything to do with the quality of this book. As a first issue, I feel like it does really well. It establishes what's going on in Asgard. It takes all the stuff that we saw coming out of War of the Realms and says, okay, all of that is done now, you guys. Because I honestly didn't know that it was. Which is good when you're starting, you know, a new issue with a new number one, a new setup. And it gives us a little bit of Thor and a little bit of Volstagg and all of these things that we're like, okay, these are the questions you're going to want to be asking when you read a new Thor book. Great. Now also Galactus is here and he lost an arm and he's about to implode. That's a good start. I feel like it's a solid read. I would definitely say check it out because it may be going someplace great.
Yeah. How did we end up with Thor this week, Matthew?
Well, Stephen, people went to our Patreon page.
Patreon?
Right? I mean, it's like, oh my God, people could go there and support us. But these people just went there and they looked for a post that said Dueling Review. Now, if you did it right now, you'd want to look for Dueling Review for January 8th, 2020.
Right.
But they looked for last week's and all they saw was like four books. And they're like, well, Thor's the only one we recognize. But they did vote for Thor, and if you vote next week for Thor again, we can't read it because it already came out. But whatever you do vote the most for, we'll be able to read it next week on Dueling Review because you have the con, Commander Riker.
So here are some of the books coming out next week, and a lot of people are already starting to cast their votes over at patreon.com/majorspoilers. But coming out next week from Boom Studios, it's Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 11, Firefly Outlaw Ma Reynolds number 1. That's where we get to see Malcolm's mother. and all the shenanigans that she gets up to. That's an $8 book. Power Rangers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 2, Ronin Island number 9, and Strange Skies Over East Berlin number 4. Ooh. Dark Horse Comics next week has ElfQuest, Stargazers Hunt number 2 of 6, Kill Whitey Donovan number 2, Stranger Things Into the Fire number 1, and Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Oh, those are some action figures. One is a deluxe figure for $60. The Yennefer figure series 2 is $50. Holy cow, I did not know that action figures were now that expensive. I'm glad I got out of that market when I could. Well, it just says figure. Maybe it's one of those plastic statues, those PVC statues. Figure. Maybe that's what it is. But considering how everyone is all about The Witcher on the Netflix, these might be big sellers next week, so you might go check them out at your comic book store. DC Comics next week has Batman 86, Batman and the Outsiders number 9, Batman by Neil Adams, the trade paperback book 3 for $25, Batman versus Deathstroke battle statue. If you got $350 lying around, hey, have you heard about our Patreon at patreon.com/majorspoilers? Daphne Byrne number 1 arrives, Dollhouse Family number 3, Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy number 5, and Supergirl number 38. Dynamite Entertainment has Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, number 11, Red Sonja, number 12, and Vengeance of Vampirilla, number 4. IDW Publishing, Dying is Easy, number 2. Next week, G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, 269. My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, number 85, and TMNT, number 101. Image Comics has Battle Pug, number 5, Gideon Falls, number 20, Sonata, number 7, and let us see, what is this one? Trees, Three Fates, number 5, the final issue there. Marvel Comics. Oh, Matthew.
What?
Matthew, Absolute Carnage, the trade paperback for only $30. Now, if that one's too expensive for you, there's also Absolute Carnage versus Deadpool trade paperback for only $16. Yeah. Amazing Mary Jane, number 4, Amazing Spider-Man, number 37, Black Cat, number 8, Excalibur, number 5, Immortal Hulk, 26, 27, and 29. Two of those are second printings. I'll let you guess which two are the second printings. Miles Morales, The End, number 1. You can't kill Miles Morales. Morbius, number 3. Scream, Curse of Carnage, number 1. Symbiote, Spider-Man, Alien Reality, number 2 of 5. And then also Venom, number 22. Oh, there's also Yondu, number 4. And the Masters of the Universe. In all the rest category, we have Archie, 1955, number 4, the penultimate issue there. Black Cat, number 2. Dark Red, number 9. I have no idea what that is about. Doctor Who, the 13th Doctor, season 2, number 1. I have not watched the new Doctor Who holiday special yet.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
But people can go check out the new comic book next week.
It was pretty good.
That's what I see some people being mixed on that. I'm going to have to go and watch that show when I get the chance.
It's pretty good.
Let's see. We have Narwhal and Jelly, graphic novel, volume 4, Otter Friend. That's an $8 book.
Narwhal, swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion.
Psylords, number 8, Red Agent, awesome. Island of Dr. Moreau. Red Agent, Island of Dr. Moreau, number 1. Robotech Remix, number 4. Tokyo Ghoul, graphic novel, volume 14, for only $13. Those are some of the comics that are on the list for next week. Again, you can head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers, and you can catch the complete list as it stands right now, and then you can cast your vote. I guess I do have one question, though, Matthew. Do I have to be a paying patron? Do I have to be kicking in a buck or two or five or $40 to vote on this thing?
Well, you do, but nobody else does.
Oh, that's good.
It is not necessary to be a Major Spoilers patron. We love our patrons. We want to hear from our patrons. Absolutely, if you are a patron, your voice will be heard, but you don't have to be a patron to play along.
That's right, but maybe you will check out all the goodies that are coming down the pipe in the next month. Oh, man, this is the month that you definitely want to start becoming a VIP Gold member or a Patreon Gold member at the $10 a month level. There is so much coming that gold members will appreciate in 2020. So get over there, check it out now, patreon.com/majorspoilers. That wraps it up for this week. I want to thank everyone who is hanging out in our Discord server. This week we have Kevin 11, Omega Lazarus, and the True Elect hanging out once again. Also, Robot Overlord is in there for some reason, yelling at people. Oh, congratulating them on advancing their levels. How do you get in on this, dear listener? Well, we do have a Discord server. There's a link in the show notes. And if you are a patron, that does unlock secret rooms where you can go and listen to us record this show live every Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Omega Lazarus is very excited about this Thor issue. And it seems like maybe a few other people might also be interested in this after our review. So there you go. Go check out our Discord and join us next week live, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time in our Discord server where you can hang out and chat with all the other cool people. But until then, we will be back. We will be reading comics, and you will hear Matthew say,
"Girl, I've been thinking about you, thinking about me. What you think about that?"
Major Spoilers Podcast, copyright 2009.
Major Spoilers Podcast, copyright 2010.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2011. Major Spoilers is copyright 2012.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2013.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2014.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.